Nolan Show has been contacted by a concerned listener over a paramilitary mural. It bears a slogan which includes a recruitment message for the UDA. Our reporter Nicola Weir has been to the estate in Carrickfergus to check it out. What have you seen, Nicola?
Well, yes, I travelled to the estate about yesterday lunchtime, Stephen, just to check out this photograph that was sent to us by this listener.
And we've sent that out in our Twitter feed already, so it's out there.
Yes.
If you want to have a look at this, that's Stephen Nolan.
And anyway, I travelled to the estate. The estate is the Glenfield Estate, which is in the outskirts of Carrickfergus. I travelled up the Oakfield Drive, which is just a large sweeping road that takes you through the estate, past a very large stone wall which welcomes you into the estate. It's about of a quarter of a mile up that road that you hit this mural. You can't miss it, Stephen. It's on the left. It seems to be on a disused concrete structure. I'm not really sure what that used to be. But on this mural it says, "Better to die on your feet than live on your knees in an Irish Republic. Join the UDA." I did, as I said, I stopped and I took a photograph of it for our listeners so they can have a look at it on our Twitter feed. There's also a masked man on the side of that building in camouflage gear and with a gun pointing out to those who are reading the message. And at the other side of it, there is a UDA insignia with a red hand on it. Now, it is rather large, Stephen. As I said, you can't miss it. And it seems to be relatively new. We have sort of checked it out. So from the Google Maps from about last July, it wasn't there. So it has been put up relatively recently. It is close to a drop-in centre, a local primary school and also a community development association. I do note that this listener who contacted us seems to live close by and was obviously very concerned about it and outraged about it and said it should be removed immediately.
So if you want to have a look at this, Nicola, thank you very much indeed. If you want to have a look at this, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter, this is a wall mural that's been put up very, very recently indeed. The Alliance MLA, Stuart Dixon with us this morning. Morning to you, Stuart.
Good morning, Stephen.
So better to die on your feet than live on your knees in an Irish Republic. Join the UDA. And we're supposed to be in a new Northern Ireland.
And it's those words, join the UDA, that I have had probably the most complaints about from my constituents and from people living in the Glenfield Estate. This is absolutely disgraceful. It is also, in my view, unlawful. This is a direct request to join an illegal paramilitary organisation with a very threatening and sinister picture of a gunman, masked gunman, pointing at you as you read this very large and very fresh paramilitary mural in the estate. And as Nicola has said, close to a primary school, a very popular and big primary school, with children coming from a very wide area and community centres as well and churches in the area as well. This is unacceptable. I certainly have responded to my constituents by saying that they will be taking the matter up with police, also exploring exactly who the owners of the property are that it's on. But in my opinion, this is an unlawful recruitment poster to an illegal paramilitary organisation.
So you want the police to do something about it, do you?
Well, I want to see what we can do about this because it is actually, in my view, a direct recruitment poster to an illegal organisation. And I think that in those circumstances, we all have to do something about that.
But you know how this goes, Stuart. The police will be reluctant to go in there and do anything about it
because
in case it causes further trouble. It's just like the tyres that we were talking about, the bonfires the other day.
Yes.
They're illegal too. And the authorities will be worried, frightened, fearful of the gangsters who leave the tyres down because at the end of the day, they'll be worried about further trouble. In other words, you can get away with breaking the law in Northern Ireland if you are a gangster paramilitary.
Well,
bottom line.
Stephen, the reality is, and the people that I've been speaking to, ordinary, decent people who live in the area, who travel through the area, who take their children to school in the area, are disgusted by this. But it's not just any other paramilitary mural, and we have many of them, although many have been re-imaged, and lots of good work goes on in Carrickfergus. I'm born and bred in Carrickfergus. I've been a councillor in Carrickfergus for over 30 years. I have worked inside the community, working to re-image much of this sort of stuff in the past, and it is extremely disappointing. But
I'm trying to check myself.
When the community comes together, we can actually achieve things. We've achieved them in the
communities
past.
Communities can't achieve anything, Stuart, against these type of people because these type of people frighten them and intimidate them. This is about authority. This is about the forces of law and excuse me, and Law and Order doing something. And I'm just trying to check the last statement that I said there because it worried me. It came out of my own mouth. But I said, you can get away with breaking the law if you're enough of a gangster paramilitary in this country. And that was probably me going too far. So I'll ask the question rather than state it as a statement. Can you? Do the rest of you believe you can get away with breaking the law in this country if you are a gangster paramilitary that the police or the state or the authorities are actually frightened of taking on? That's a question. I shouldn't have said it as a statement. But look at this. Here you have a wall mural. It's up there and it says join the UDA. Meanwhile, the UDA, of course, they're supposed to have decommissioned. 2010, they said they'd put their weapons beyond use. Here we have a masked gunman. Better to die on your feet than live on your knees. Join the UDA.
Yeah, and less than a mile away, we have not dissimilar UDF murals as well, not actually requesting people to join the UDF, but equally sinister UDF. This also is part of a feud in the Greater East Antrim area. I've also been dealing with a massive mural which has gone up, or recruitment poster which has gone up in the Craigie Hill area in Larne. East Antrim has a paramilitary issue. It's an issue which I know the police are working out in the background. And yes, Stephen, you're right. There is a public perception that these people can get away with these things. But when the community comes together and community pressure and people, ordinary decent people living in the area, say we've had enough of this, then we can actually make things different for people.
The number this morning, 0845 955 678, if you want to let us know what you think realistically the authorities can do about this, because imagine, Stuart, let's get your views on that, 0845 955 678. But just imagine, Stuart, if, I don't know, the police went in and removed that graffiti from that wall because it is illegal. Imagine what would happen, that community. What would happen?
I'm not operationally responsible for the police, but as an ordinary citizen, would think that that would probably create the wrong reaction. But there are other ways of dealing with these matters. The police can and do deal with the individuals, and when they know and can identify them, prosecutions can follow. It just doesn't have to be a knee-jerk reaction of going in and taking something down. This is an illegal recruitment poster. When the police begin and understand and know who the people are that have done this, then it's not necessarily a matter of getting this mural down immediately. It is actually about prosecuting the people who are committing a crime by inciting people to join a paramilitary organisation.
In 2010, Frankie Gallagher of the UPRG, Ulster Political Research Group, body which provides political analysis for the UDA, he said the following. Today, the leadership of the UDA can confirm that all weaponry under its control has been put verifiably beyond use. And meanwhile, 5 years later, here they're recruiting people to join the UDA and telling them it's better for them to die on their feet beside a poster of a masked gunman?
Well, you do have to wonder and question just exactly what this is all about. My analysis of it is that it is about local feuding between gangs.